Well, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? It's really good to be here, and I appreciate those comments, Bill. And my dad does own land in Kansas and grew up 2 miles into Oklahoma. And I was born in Parsons, southeast Kansas.
Oh, okay.
My two older sisters went to K-State and KU. And then as people progressed, we learned more, and so the rest of us went to OSU, Gordon. And, you know, it is great to have it here in Kansas. And Kansas, as all of you are aware, has a great history in the Angus breed. And we're enjoying some times now in the Angus business again that all of us were ready for. Registrations are up 7.5-8% this past year. CAB, Mark, 810 million pounds plus. We had a great year financially at the association in spite of, not because of, Gordon as our treasurer. And things are really good in the Angus business. If you look at the sales totals, bulls are at an all-time high in the breed. The demand for the product, I think, spurred on from lots of things that's happened at the association. Certified Angus beef, AGI with genomics, the national cattle evaluation, the fact that all of you are excellent cattlemen and breeders, the breed of cattle we have to work with. Our market share today is as big as it's ever been because we have a decreasing commercial cattle industry, and we seem like we have an increased demand for our product. And so I think you all deserve a big round of applause for how good the Angus business is right now and how good I think it's going to be in the next year. So give yourself a round of applause for a great year. One of the things I get to do today is introduce the rest of the board, and I think you have one of the largest turnouts of board members in recent times on the tours. Phil Trowbridge from New York. Phil is, stand up, Phil. Phil's vice president, does a great job on the board, been on the board 8 years from the state of New York. Gordon Stuckey from the home state here of Kansas. Stand up, Gordon. He was a little late getting here, but he made it on time to get introduced. He's this year's treasurer. Steve Olson from Texas. Steve and Ginger. Ginger, I think, is with him. Steve from Hereford, Texas. They finally got a ring, Steve told me, and it's been a long time. Glad to have you and Ginger here today. Kathy Watkins from Indiana. Jim Rentz. Jim from Ohio. His wife, Judy. Daryl Severa from California. Daryl, hadn't seen you yet. Heard you were here. Arlen Sawyer from Nebraska. I was going to say Neptune, but his wife Becky's here as well. I don't see you. There you are. You wasn't sat next to him. I wouldn't either. He'll get you in trouble. Doug Schroeder. Glenda, Doug and Glenda. There, Glenda. Glad to have you from Iowa. Scott Foster from Michigan. Vaughn Meyer and Lois from South Dakota. Where's Vaughn? He's moved around on me today. There he is. He's over there now. John Harrell from Alabama. Leo McDonald and his wife Sam from Montana. Leo. There you are. John Pfeiffer from Oklahoma. Where's John? There he is. Kevin Yon from South Carolina. And I think Chris Sankey, it's one of our tour stops. I don't believe Chris is with us this morning from Kansas. And then Charlie Boyd is on his way in here, but he's on a flight this morning, and he will join us from Kentucky, but he has not made it yet. They made me promise that I'd keep my remarks brief, but I'm looking forward to the next 3 days, going to a lot of wonderful stops. I think we've got a great program today, and on behalf of the board of directors and the staff, again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this year's Angus Conference and Tour. And with that, thank you very much.